Week 10 NFL is in the books. Coach Prime and the Colorado Buffaloes lost another one. Draymond Green chokeslamming people. Deshaun Watson out with an injury for the year. Steelers on the roll.
Man, Steelers ain't on no roll.
Lakers on the roll.
We ain't got no offense.
What you mean? 6-3.
Ain't no offense. Ain't
6-3. Sound good to me. Mm-mm. 6-3.
You're not finna put that on me.
Right there with the division lead.
Yeah, but we pretenders.
Oh. This is pretending. The part. This is what you do when you want to try to jinx yourself into some goodness.
Nah, we're imposters.
Y'all fake, huh?
Yeah, we're fake.
Y'all
we're
fake 6-3.
Yeah, we're not a good team right now. Not if you ain't every time you play your opponent is out offensing you.
Yeah, y'all's numbers are terrible.
Right.
But you're winning. Don't matter. A win is a win. Ain't no such thing as an ugly win.
It matters, though.
Ain't no such thing as an ugly win.
Yes, it do matter.
Ain't no such thing as an ugly win.
No. That's your favorite thing. Or a pretty loss. Or a pretty loss.
Hey, y'all winning, man.
A loss is a loss and a win is a win.
Y'all are winning, though, man.
But I ain't got nothing to brag about.
I mean, you're 6-3.
I ain't got nothing to brag about.
You right there in the thick of it. What do you mean you don't have anything to brag about? Yeah. Better than being 3-6.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know a team that's 3-6.
Yeah, y'all stink.
We stink, man. I'm talking about stink. Bad, bad. Mm-hmm. Baby pamper. Mm-hmm. Been on all day long. Got the runs. Mm-hmm. Terrible. What do you think about Kenny Pickett the second half, though, man, of the season? Because he's making better. Like, he's a good fourth quarter
He hadn't had a turnover in four games.
I mean, that's I mean, you can't ask.
4-5, but you got to look, though. You got to look inside the number, besides just the numbers. He done throw 3 or 4 balls that should have been picked. You get what I'm saying?
And don't show up in the stat sheet.
But it don't show up. But we all know that he's just not playing football at a high level. He's not. He's missing open receivers.
But you're 6-3.
But we 6-3.
You got to live with it.
And I got to live with it. Young quarterback. I got to deal with it. The growing pain. That's a part of it.
I saw the long two. Long two Tiger, the old head, Patrick Peterson make a play, man.
Yeah.
Big play.
I mean, that's what he there for. He not there to shut nobody down. He's there when the game on the line, make a play.
Make a play.
That's it. Make a play.
Keep him close, then make a play.
Make a play when the game on the line. Make a good read. Tip the ball up. Tip the deflect the ball. Just that. That's what he there for.
And I actually like players like that. That's why I like Marcus Peterson, man.
Y'all got him?
No.
He out there, ain't
he? We don't have him, but I mean, he's a player that...
He was a player that gambles a lot on defense.
Raiders. He still does that. But he makes plays. Mm-hmm. He gonna take a chance and he gonna make a play. He's gonna impact the game. I like players like that, man.
Yeah, we got a couple of those on the team, though.
We're not gonna say all that, but...
No, we do. In the secondary.
In the linebackers?
Nah, we done. We scraping the dumpsters, boy, looking for a linebacker. One of our starting linebackers out for the year. Next week, the other starter out for the year. Both of them.
Wow.
Now we on like our third. Like we had depth, like a lot of depth at linebacker.
Quan's out too.
Yeah, Quan, and then Holcomb. He was a star, and he was playing good, bro.
Quan came in and got hurt. That's crazy.
Yeah, but both of them start, though. They the starters. Landon Roberts is like a starter, too. But Landon Roberts is like more of a run stopper. Them other two guys are ball hawks. Linebackers. And that's what you know. You got to have that nowadays.
Yeah, linebackers got to be able to cover, man. You got to get that back out the backfield. You got to cover tight
end. It ain't. 15 years ago.
You got to be able to play in the zone. You got to do all that.
Yeah, man. It ain't 15 years ago football where your linebacker need to be a hole plugger.
Get in the big gap.
Yeah, and that's it. No, you got to be able to zone hawk. You got to be a zone linebacker. You got to be able to plug the run.
Like Bubba
from the nickel defense, too.
Like Bubba does say, Dick Buck is rolling over in his grave if you think he's playing this league this year.
Yeah. Yeah, Dick Buck is coming play. I'll tell you that right now.
Man, New England and the Colts went way over to Germany and played the worst game you ever want to see.
And I have no choice but watch it.
10-6, man. Early morning game. That game, that had me sleepy watching the Titan game, man.
I'm telling you, man. I ain't have a choice but watch it.
Had me sleepy watching that game, man. That's crazy. Bill Belichick. Brady or Belichick?
Which one came first?
Chicken or the egg?
The Brady chicken.
Man, listen, his whole legacy, Belichick is cap.
He's an imposter. I've been
He's cap, man.
I've been knew he was an
imposter. All this, he's smart, the Belichick way, all that stuff, cut off sleeves with the sweatshirt, all that stuff, man, listen.
Ain't no such a thing as the Belichick way.
No. The Brady way.
It's the Brady way.
And when he went away, it was away.
You got in that coaching tree, that tree dead. That tree dead. I'm talking about from the roots.
Ain't no fertilizer on that tree.
Ain't none on it.
All the coaches, man.
Every last coach is sorry. Like, listen, man, and then what makes it so bad, though, is that they get ample opportunity to coach.
Yeah.
Like,
Bill O'Brien, NFL, college, back to the NFL.
How many times
Josh McDaniels gonna pop up too?
No, how many times Josh McDaniels got to get fired as a head coach to realize that he's no good?
Man, come on, man.
At head coaching.
Yeah. Man, went to the Colts one day, then left the Colts, went back to New England. It's just crazy.
Man, this don't make no sense, man.
Bill O'Brien, what has he won?
Bill O'Brien ain't won nothing.
What has he done?
He actually been the best one. And that ain't saying much.
They called him the QB whisperer.
Yeah. Yeah. Who he whispering to, though, is the question. Because it definitely ain't Mac Jones.
Charlie Weiss.
Romeo Crennel.
Out of there.
Joe Judge.
Out of there.
Bruh, it just...
Yeah. Tree rotten.
Tree is dead, bro. There ain't nothing there.
The Bengals, Joe Burrow was hot for the last couple weeks, man. Threw two bad picks against the Houston Texans.
I like it. But I need them to pop a duck this Thursday, though.
Cincinnati? Baltimore?
I need them to pop Baltimore.
Pop a duck. I ain't heard that all year right there, man.
I need them.
CJ Stroud, man. What do you think, man? We already said he's a real deal.
Yeah, he's good.
Is he like a budding superstar, or is he just hot right now? I think this guy's a budding superstar, man.
Nah, he's Mahomes. Like,
I think this guy.
He's a talent level like that.
Dude, he playing from the pocket.
I'm telling you, he's good.
He's a prototypical passer, man.
He good.
$100 million man down in New Orleans. Derek Carr.
Man, that boy average at best.
And they still lead that division.
I know.
At 5-5.
Mm-hmm.
And the coach came out and said that he's their starting quarterback. He's got to be your starting quarterback. You pay him $100 million, right? You don't have a choice, do you? You can't pull him and put Jameis in. Even
no matter what.
You can't do it.
You're not paying him, bro.
Paying the man $100 million.
If you take that man out the starting lineup, you'll be looking for a job.
Got to play.
Because that's saying that you
paid him to say that he's going to figure it out down the stretch. Yeah.
You made a wrong decision, and that cost the franchise $100 million. So that's fireable offense.
So they lost to Minnesota and Joshua Dobbs. Do you think Josh Dobbs is going to – I think he'll definitely have a roster spot in the NFL.
He'll be just like
– next year.
Now, he'll be like
– But do you think he'll get –
He going to get the same amount of money that Smith got. Geno Smith.
Josh Dobbs?
Yeah.
He's not getting $100 million.
Josh Dobbs going to get
He deserves it.
He going to get that. He's going to get the same type of contract.
From who?
Somebody.
Who's going to say? But here's the thing.
Greg, you can say what you want to say.
I'm asking. I'm just being.
No. You can say what you want to say. The guy is smart.
Super intelligent.
Can you only. Listen.
He's effective.
If he's that smart. And he only been on the team for 3 days. And look like he looked Sunday. Can you imagine if you give that guy a whole offseason in the system? What you got?
Man, listen. I think being cut and released from
a few teams. I'll take him right now in Pittsburgh. Right now.
I think being released from a few teams.
He a late bloomer.
Has just made him late bloom. Yeah.
He a late bloomer. It is what it is.
But do you think a team's going to sign him to be their starter next year?
And it need to be us.
I don't see an NFL team.
We need to go back and get Dobbs. Y'all already know our system.
Bring him back in. Welcome.
Bring him back in.
You take him as your starter.
I take him as my starter.
Dude, he got legs too, man.
That's what I'm saying. But he making the right decision.
Smart with that ball.
A man is aerospace engineer? What they call it? Yeah, I don't even know how they call it.
He's a rocket scientist.
Rocket scientist. That's smart.
Yeah.
He might, you know who he reminds me of, old boy, too.
Who?
Old boy that, with the beard.
Oh,
smart.
Fitzpatrick.
Real smart.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Like, Ryan Fitzpatrick used to make bad throws just trying to thread the needle.
Yeah.
He was already smart. He knew what he was seeing. He just would try to do too much.
Too much with it, yeah.
Yeah. Didn't he play for y'all?
Fitzmagic, yeah. He played with us, played with the Bucks, played for the Bills.
I mean, he played with a lot of teams. Yes. He really made a name.
Dolphins. He had a run everywhere he was at.
Yeah, like, he reminds me of that guy.
Yeah, Harvard guy.
As far as how he play. And smart, being on.
Way more talented, though.
Way more talented, yeah. Can move in the pocket, can do everything you need out
of. So you think a team is going to get, you think somebody's going to jump up and give Josh Dobbs, I don't see him,
Geno Smith.
$100 million is what Geno got.
Nah, he ain't get $100.
Hey, 85 guarantee, something like that.
No. He got like a 3-year, 70-something million.
We'll look it up. But do you think a team honestly is going
Somebody to... going to get him that type of contract. Like 3 years, probably about 75 mil. Bro, if Daniel Jones can get 40 a year, why can't Dobbs? And we all know that Josh Dobbs way better than Daniel.
Geno Smith got 3 years, $105 million.
So you think he can't get, he don't deserve that?
I say he does, but I don't see a team, I don't see a team giving him that kind of money because that's starter money.
That's,
I don't think a team's going to sign him to
though.
Be a starter.
He
so,
is a starter.
But I do think he's a 2-year.
He's a starter, bro. No matter what year, he's a starter.
I do think he's a 2-year, 24, 25.
Man,
this
man finna roll with the Vikings, bro.
He's rolling with the Vikings.
And he don't even know the system.
I think he's a 2-year, 24, 25.
He said by the end of this week.
Quarterback.
He said by the end of what? This week coming up, he want to know everybody's name.
Yeah, he will know.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, how can a man go to a system, play that, and then be good in it?
You don't realize what he did last year. He was out of football last year.
No, I know he was.
We brought him in to save our season, and he played well for us.
Right.
He came in, just same thing. Been on the team 2 weeks, and then was starting on Thursday Night Football.
I just bet I see Tannehill playing no more.
Nah, that's a wrap. They
Oh, they done told him?
Yeah, they locking in with Will, even though we're paying Tannehill $27, $28 million. I don't know, and I saw some shakiness in Will this past game, man.
You going to see that, though.
Ooh.
You going to see that. Listen, we 2 years in with a quarterback. And he ain't made but, like, 19 starts. And he's still shaking. Pickett has 19 starts in the league. That's a year and, like, 5 games.
Yeah.
And he's shaking. That's what you got to go through. Listen, man. The first year when Big Ben was starting for us, Big Ben was shaking just like that.
Super Bowl.
No, we didn't. We made the AFC Championship.
Then went to the Super Bowl.
But he was shaking.
And Rob Seattle. Remember that pass interference call?
I like it.
Dang, and then the Cardinals should have beat y'all. Just makes me think about the Super Bowls y'all won. Green Bay beat the brakes off y'all. Yeah, I enjoy it. That's probably
they beat the brakes off of, but they barely beat us.
Just saying, man.
By one possession. And Big Ben still had a chance to go down there and win. That tell you how those plays go, bro. The one we won with the Arizona, man, he had to go down there and throw that pass to Santonio Holmes right after he had missed the touchdown.
Yep.
So these games are won and lost like that.
Defensive player of the year that year, though.
James Harris.
For the half, man. What a play.
But
gosh,
that's what I'm saying. That's what the people, like the Cowboy fans, can Dak go do that? That's the big question. Like,
man, listen, get off Dak, man.
No, I'm Dak. I always like Dak. Dak ain't been no problem. What I'm saying is, that's what the Cowboy fans don't understand about Dak. Can he go win a game like that?
Yeah, stats. All regular season don't matter.
He's good. Like
in the playoffs, can you go get that drive?
That 120 on the clock. Down four. Can you get the touchdown?
Mahomes got 45 seconds. He already confident that he gonna get in field goal range.
Yeah, like that's
Brady is confident.
That's what everybody. The question is, why don't everybody hold Josh Allen to the standard they hold Dak at?
Boy, good topic, man.
You get what I'm saying? Because they look at Dak, and that's the way they judge him. Dak can have superb numbers, but they look at Dak and say, he can't go down there.
Win the big one.
Yeah, he can't go down. But that's the difference in playing for the Buffalo Bills and playing for the Cowboys. The Cowboy fans ain't been to a Super Bowl in 30 years.
Yeah.
But that ain't because their mindset ain't that. That's just because of the results.
Yeah.
But they mindset going into every year is
Super Bowl.
They always judge.
It's almost like
every coach is judged off that.
It's kind of crazy because they haven't been
in 30 years.
And they still every year think they're supposed to go win the Super Bowl.
Because that's the mentality. That's the difference in playing in Buffalo and in playing in Dallas.
You don't think it's the difference in being black and white?
No, it ain't got nothing to do with it.
Because I think I love the fact that black quarterbacks are taking over the league. I love it.
But
I love it.
Why they taking over? They ain't taking over because black or white. If that was the case, they wouldn't let them take over.
No, it's the talent.
It's the talent.
The talent and opportunity because it's a position that we stay away from.
It's more expectations depending on where you go.
True. And there's more expectations in Dallas than there are in Buffalo. Like, but Buffalo has been a championship team.
Buffalo, have Buffalo been a championship team though? Have they really?
No.
They played, what, 1 year? They lost to the Chiefs in the
Chiefs game? And then...
They can't beat the Chiefs. They just like every other team.
And then Cincinnati beat them last year.
Cincinnati beat the Chiefs every time they've lost in, like, the playoffs. Cincinnati beat them. Joe Burrow.
Titans beat them 1 year, too.
Well, y'all ain't did nothing.
We beat them 3 out of 4.
But what I'm saying is this. All my point is that Josh Allen... When we're going to come to the realization saying Josh Allen is just a turnover machine.
Jameis Winston. Too many turnovers. Josh Allen has the most turnovers since he's come into the league of anybody.
Josh
Allen. In all positions.
Josh Allen is a Lamborghini.
But he got a Pinto engine.
No, he's a Lamborghini. It looks good, rides fast as hell, but it's a rough ride. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a ride that you can't go travel 5 hours in no Lamborghini on no highway.
Run the gas, ain't gonna be hitting bumps. It's gonna be uncomfortable.
It's not gonna be a good ride.
Yeah.
That's what Josh Allen is.
It's sad to see that he doesn't get the criticism.
He don't.
And he's not playing.
They even fired their coordinator.
What do you think about that?
To back it up.
How Ken Dorsey, like,
and we won't fire. We won't fire. Mike Tomlin will not fire our coordinator because you can't fire a coordinator during the season. During the season, you can't fire one. Come on.
I'm shocked that they fired this guy right after the game. That's a scapegoat situation, isn't it?
Yeah.
Somebody got to go. Ken, you're out of here. Like, I don't get that, man. Like, that's a firing that just came out of nowhere, unless there's some rumbling. And I read something where the head coach said that a change had to be made. As if, like, that was news. Nobody in the media was saying that beforehand, were they?
No.
This man just lost his job right after the game. Calling a bad game.
Yeah.
How do you make that call, though, honestly? That's just the coach just scapegoating somebody, man.
Of course.
Blaming somebody. It's your fault that the offense ain't working. Why are we not talking about that in practice? And don't the head coach have the ability to take over the doggone play calling and do what he needs to do?
Mm-hmm.
Deion just did it out there in Colorado, didn't he? That's crazy, man. But it's depending on who you are and who you play for, too, has a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But the way Dak gets treated, golly. And I hate the Cowboys. But the way Dak gets treated, man, it don't make no sense.
Right?
It literally don't. You talking about Josh Dobbs going to get Geno Smith money.
I'm telling you. He going to get it. I'm telling you he going to get it.
He deserves,
somebody gonna take
he him. Deserves a pretty meaty contract, though.
Somebody's going to pay him.
But to pay him, you have to say that he is going to be your starter.
He is that.
What team is going to say you're our starter?
It's going to be a team.
Isn't Kirk a free agent next year?
It's going to be a team.
Is he a free agent at the end of this year or next year?
He's a free agent at the end of this year.
So what if he leads Minnesota to the playoffs?
Yeah, he gonna do that.
And wins a playoff game.
Yeah,
you think they sign him to keep him as a starter?
Of course. You already paying Kirk Cousins.
If and, they don't,
and that dude at least Dobbs got a bigger upside than Kirk Cousins.
And then the team just traded for him to bail them out of their season.
Right.
Dobbs deserves some money, man.
He deserves it. He gonna get it though.
He don't need to go into this offseason not having no team to play on like he did the last 2 years.
He's gonna get some money.
Yeah, he deserves a contract. Jordan Love, what we gonna do with it, man? How you think he played against y'all?
Man, that dude's trash, bro. Dude's straight trash. We make any quarterback look good. Just like we're gonna make the Browns quarterback look good this week. Well, we don't have no pass defense.
He had a good half against y'all.
We don't have no pass defense.
You got good players in the secondary. You just said that.
No, Minka is hurt. Minka hurt. We got veterans. Levi Wallace so trash, bro. Man, that's got to be the sorriest DB in the league, bro.
6-3, though, man.
Man, that don't matter, bro.
6-3. Tennessee Titans, man, I got to blow the team up, man.
Yeah, of course.
Gotta blow the team up. Ain't working. Blow the team up, man. We done fell off from our that little spot that we was at when Patrick Mahomes made that run against us and knocked. We should have won the Super Bowl that year, man. But when Patrick Mahomes did that to us, we've been downhill ever since then, man. Sad. San Francisco got back in the win column. Jacksonville, you said it too, man.
Man, I told you.
You said it. They didn't even show up, man.
Man. We'd have 2 minutes left more in that game, we'd have beat them. And we played. That's like one of our worst games we could have played.
Shocked me, man.
Jacksonville is not no team that I'm worried about.
Shocked me. And that Baltimore game with Cleveland.
Yeah.
That's a fluke game.
It went, but.
That's a fluke game.
No.
Look. You hate Baltimore, but that's a fluke game.
No, but look, check this out.
That's a fluke game, yeah.
Do you realize that I'm hearing Baltimore should be 10-0. When are we going to come to the realization and realize that the Baltimore Ravens are just the Baltimore Ravens? Lamar Jackson is just what we see. How can you have 3 fluke losses saying that you should be undefeated when you done lost 3 games? That is not an argument.
Yeah, I don't get where that's going with that.
But you just said it.
Well.
You just said that.
I didn't say it should be 10-0.
You just said fluke losses.
It was a fluke game.
But you just said that's three fluke games in.
Pass that bounces up to a DB for a pick six.
Three fluke games.
I didn't say three. I said they lost. They lost three.
The way, games when we beat them, that was a fluke. Everybody was saying they should be 9-0 when we beat them.
Well, I'm not gonna say that.
They lost the game in overtime with the Colts. They should have won that game, man. When are we just gonna come to it and say Lamar just Lamar?
I've been saying that. Lamar just got to win a Super Bowl. He got to win a Super Bowl.
No, Lamar got to win a big game.
First, I
mean. First. There ain't no Super Bowl. You got to crawl before you walk.
First. None of these layup playoff games, you got to go. He only got one win.
Now, he won a couple years back when he was healthy. First of all, he got to be healthy during a playoff run.
Well, he had been healthy the last 2 years.
Right. And during the playoffs. Yeah. So, first, we get him healthy. Then he got to go win a big game. Then we'll talk about a Super Bowl after that. He's and got see, one, like me. No, with
I,
me.
I stand correct. He's got one playoff win.
Right. Okay.
One.
Yeah.
You got to win. You gotta win the playoffs. You got to go get a Super Bowl. You've done everything else to shut the critics up forever. You got to go win a Super Bowl. Yeah. And I'll tell you this right here. You talk about secondaries? Hey, buddy. You don't want to throw the ball on the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, how we beat them?
Man, listen.
How we beat them?
Fluke.
Zero offense. See, that's what I'm saying. So when is the fluke going to come be reality, though?
Man, listen.
We can't pass the ball. We can't do nothing. We beat the Ravens.
Man, them guys, that man, listen. They are putting up some numbers, man, defensively. Tell you, man.
Well, how they lose? How they blow a lead late in the second half against the Browns?
Pass tipped up.
Man, I don't want to hear that.
That's a big play, man.
Man, they overrated teams.
The Baltimore Ravens are overrated. You can't say it with a straight face.
They overrated.
Oh my gosh, man.
They stink.
They're not a top five team in the league.
Yeah, they're a top five team in the league. I ain't saying that.
How they overrated then?
They overrated, though.
Man, stop it, man. Stop it.
Let them be a top five. Who cares about a top five? Ain't number one team a Super Bowl winner.
There you go. True about that.
Who cares about who top five, who ain't?
Man, I thought Atlanta would actually take control of the NFC South.
No.
I bet
they wouldn't, and I knew they wouldn't.
The car's in reverse.
4-6, right?
The car is in reverse. Do you hear me? Going backwards. Ritter had to come in to the end of that game.
I know, and scored. and scored and took the lead.
And Kyle Murray went took his snatched victory out of the jaws of defeat.
Yeah.
What do you think they're going to do, man? They were sitting pretty good. Well, still sitting pretty good as far as draft picks. What do you think about that situation with him?
Woo.
Kyle Murray. Think they're going to come off of him?
Nah, they ain't that boy going to be, man, no. That boy tough, bro.
But I'm saying, you know, all the talk they were saying, the organization was done with
they
him.
They wanted him back on the field, bro.
That's why he traded Dobbs.
They wanted him.
He getting back healthy, you want him back on the field. Still could be trade bait, though.
Yeah.
You think Detroit is for real?
No.
You don't?
No.
Defensively, they can't stop nobody?
What they doing? Like, I like their running game. I like their coach's mindset. Tell them fans to get some Pampers.
Yeah, blow up on defense a little bit.
Say he told them to get some Pampers. If you don't like what I'm doing on offense, the fourth down, I'm going for it. Get them a Pamper and roll. Their running game is elite. I just don't believe in their defense. When you take, let me tell you something. When you take one of our cornerbacks.
You're in bad shape.
And make him y'all starter.
You're in bad shape.
You in trouble. It's rough. Tough sledding.
Oh, man. Where is big play slay when you need it?
Yeah. That's why I know they're in trouble.
Philly balling.
They are in some trouble.
The Giants, man.
Oh, they a college team. Giants is a college team, bro.
Oh, man. Saquon is on
and don't even want to pay their best player, bro.
Saquon is the...
How bad does it get, though?
He is the only thing you have to watch.
And they don't want to pay him.
Ain't going to pay him.
That's crazy, though.
Getting long in the tooth, sitting over there in New York, man. Geno made some big plays, man. Suddenly come back and win that game. Mm-hmm. Big throws down the stretch. Yeah. Huh. Man, you know that guy Sam Howell? Eric Bieniemy got him.
I like him.
As a top dog in the league.
Listen, I like him.
He's a top dog on across the stat board.
Well, that's something we need to talk about, too.
Top dog.
And then what them Kansas City Chiefs offense look like.
Like they in disarray.
All right, then. Can Bieniemy get some love around him?
Man, listen, they ain't got the big wins. They ain't got that. The win total ain't where
it is. Nah, but that quarterback look way better with him, though.
Man, he look good over there with him, man. Look real good. And I don't care what you say about it. There's got to be somebody in the league better than Zach Wilson. That's on the bench.
Of course, but there ain't nobody on their roster.
Why they didn't make a move, man?
Why they didn't go get
Dobbs? Because he's the first round pick, they paid him all his money.
But why they didn't go get Dobbs? Because you trying to rush back a 45-year-old quarterback.
He ain't coming back.
No, but they trying to keep false hope so the team won't fall off and say that Aaron Rodgers is coming back when they know the man, a man 25 can't come back from no injury like that.
Yeah, there's no way.
So how is a 45-year-old going to do it?
That's crazy. But I still can't believe. I don't know what they were thinking. Why would you not? It had to be a money move because you gave up everything to get Aaron Rodgers. You brought in
Dalvin Cook. They had no money to really go get them. They could have got Dobbs, though.
You brought in Dalvin Cook, and you're paying first-round money to
And then you got to look at this, too. They still trying to hold on to the hope that Zach Wilson
is going to be something.
Ain't no bus. Because he's a bus.
He's a bus, buddy.
He's a bus.
He is a bus.
They trying to push
him. He a backup quarterback.
They don't want. But they know if they go get a quarterback, everybody that drafted or has something to do with him.
Got to go.
Yeah. So they don't want to put that narrative out there.
But, man, listen. Does a black quarterback
get the opportunity?
Get that opportunity?
Yeah, I say they get it. They'll get it for the 4 years that they in the league. But after that, they ain't getting it. Like Baker Mayfield. See how Baker Mayfield with a number one pick and got another chance somewhere else? Look at your boy for the Saints. Number one pick, went somewhere else, got back up.
James Woods.
Yeah, back up.
Backup.
Same that both of them were number one picks. Except Baker Mayfield got another shot in Tampa. While Winston didn't get another shot.
And Winston had come out with a 4,800 yard season.
Why he didn't get a shot?
That's crazy.
You see what I'm saying?
Derek Carr gets cut.
Derek Carr is an average quarterback,
though. He got cut and got $100 million.
No, but he's an average quarterback. Like, he's the average. He's average. Baker Mayfield's not average. He's below average. You see what I'm saying?
Winston
is below average.
My point of saying about Derek Carr, he actually got cut from his team.
Yeah, but he only got cut for the money, and they didn't want to pay him that $15, $20 million bonus, the roster bonus or something he had. That's the only reason why they cut him. They didn't cut him because he couldn't play. They just didn't want to pay him that.
They benched him.
No, but
they benched him, B.A.
Because they didn't want him to get hurt, and they had to pay him. Remember they did that? They benched the man because they didn't want him to get hurt, and then they have to pay him. Then they cut him before a certain amount of time in the offseason. To dodge the money. That's all that was, a money dodge. He ain't that boy good. He's good enough to be a starting quarterback in the league.
Okay, but he's trash.
But that's all it is. That's the only expectations is he's good enough to be a star.
Yeah, I don't understand what's going on with that situation, man. And when Jameis come in, Jameis look crazy as hell like that, don't he?
But Jameis, he's just like a...
He been out the game too long.
No, it ain't that. It's like he's a...
Gunslinger.
Yeah, he's like a wild horse.
Brett Favre.
He's like a wild horse. Man. And you trying to get this little 10-year-old to ride it.
He bucked.
But he's a wild horse. You don't trust him. You don't trust that. You can't put that child on that horse.
Can Jameis be a formidable starter in the NFL again?
Yes, but you're going to get the ups
Is
and downs.
Anyone ever going to give Jameis Winston an opportunity to be a starter?
No.
I don't think so either.
No, ain't nobody going to give it to him.
But I think he deserves it.
He don't deserve a damn thing. He's good enough to have it.
He's good enough to have it.
He's good enough to have it. You deserve. You can't go by deserve. This is a job. You can't deserve something if you ain't performing. I think he should be able to get the job and lose it.
Right.
They just won't give him an opportunity to lose it.
And I don't think many teams were that interested, which is why he went back to the Saints.
Yeah, of course. But come on, you telling me, I'll tell you this, and I believe this. Cam Newton could be better on the Jets than Zach Wilson.
Right. Jets should have went and got Jameis.
They don't have no money, though.
Well, you going
they to could get... they could go get a veteran minimum type player, but they can't get no Jameis. I don't think they can afford Jameis Winston.
Jameis making like $8 million.
But that's a lot of money when you done tied all your eggs in one basket. And he get hurt on the first snap, first drive, first... Like, that's crazy.
Well, that's what happens when you sell your soul to a 50-year-old quarterback, too.
No, of course. And that's why you hear the rumblings about he's coming back. That's how bad and desperate they are.
Just keep the fan interest, because football in New York is dead right now, son.
And I'm talking about the Giants are trash.
I'm talking about trash. Speaking of trash, man, your boy, man, Cole Prime, man.
What about him?
Another L.
Man, we...
We already said it. Beating a dead horse.
Yeah, you beating it. Do you preaching to the choir now?
Tell me this right here. They got rumors about the Aggie job. Mm-hmm. Ain't that crazy? Jimbo Fisher gets $75 million to go home?
To go home.
That's crazy, ain't it?
Yeah.
That's insane, man. And it's like these coaches... You think there'll be a change in these buyout clauses?
They fold
if you fire me, you're going to have to owe me $75 million. He's going to make $23,000 a day for the next 8 years.
Right.
Do you even get mad when you get fired in that situation?
No, you can't get mad. Why would he get mad?
It's hurting the people firing you more than it is you in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I also saw that at halftime of the game, they presented Texas A&M, the alumni, presented him a check for $160 million. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
They used that money to do the buyout.
Okay.
Alumni gave them $160 million at halftime of the football game. They beat Mississippi State. Jimbo and the head coach of Mississippi State got fired after the game. I ain't never seen that.
Mm-mm.
Both coaches on both sides of the ball. So Prime, they're talking about Prime in that A&M job. What's your thoughts on him leaving Colorado for Texas A&M?
He got to go there.
I think that would be... I think if that's true and he's offered that opportunity, you got to take the Texas A&M job.
You got to take it.
You got to leave your son behind. Son goes to the NFL.
He got to take it.
Hey, y'all ride to the sunset. Go to the NFL. Travis Hunter, young, young.
Why son can't go to Texas A&M?
They can't transfer again.
Oh, okay. So
they already did that. They can't transfer again.
Mm-hmm.
They had to sit out.
Okay.
So that wouldn't even be worth unless...
Nah, it wouldn't be worth it.
Would work. Because they had the height of things. But they could go to the NFL.
No.
Or stay behind in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you think happens?
Nah, he don't go. He don't go. You finish that year out. Next year out. And then if something come open...
This job right here won't be there next year.
No, I know that. I ain't talking about that job, but it might be another job.
If I were Dion, if they offered him the Texas A&M job, Jimbo just got a $75 million buyout.
Mm-hmm.
Dion's contract A&M's already a big school. They got money out the wind. Deion's contract will be in excess of $100 million if he went to A&M.
And he probably going to take it. You think he going to turn that down?
But does he leave the school and leave his son behind?
Yeah.
Because I think his son would just go to the NFL, wouldn't you?
Possible.
What do you think is going to happen, though?
I think that if they offer him that job, he taking it.
He's out of there.
Yeah, he gone.
How does that leave him? How does that leave his... Where does that put his status amongst the haters if he does that?
They're going to hate him more.
Even more so. But it's worth it.
He's right. Who cares?
It's worth it.
They hate him now.
Do you want him to stay in Colorado with his son or do you want him to go to A&M?
I want him to go to A&M.
Go to A&M. Because I think then he could really get some... I think he could get somewhere with the recruiting and like he can kind of be insulated because he ain't a good coach to me.
I mean, who cares?
But I think if he gets to A&M...
What is a good coach?
One who has good players.
There you
and
go.
And knows how to manage them. If he gets to A&M, he going to have good players. Now you got Prime and the SEC. Mm-hmm. You can't beat that, B.A. You won't be able to compete with him with recruiting. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, man.
I like it.
I don't know if the powers that be down in Texas A&M would allow him to bring his show because, you know, Deion wants a little control and he wants to be all about him. I don't know if they'll do it because it's a lot of money down at A&M and you got to be a yes man. I think you got to be a yes man to be in one of them jobs like that, man. Jimbo, 75 million just to go home, man. Unreal. You still think Shador was a top NFL prospect?
Oh, yeah. He's going to be a... He'll be a... Late first quarterback.
Late first round?
Yeah, late.
If he went out this year?
Yeah.
I think he should go. Know why I say he should go?
Ain't no pressure on him.
No pressure. And I don't think the Colorado thing is going to get better next year.
It's possible, too.
I don't see it. And if Deion gets offered that job, you can't skip it and say, oh, this is where I'm supposed to be and all that old crazy. You would be an idiot to do that, Deion.
Yeah.
And you can't say your loyalty because I want to stay behind for another year with my son. Man, your son could go back there again the next year and still make $4 or $5 million NIL, just finish out his collegiate career, then go to the NFL. Or he could jump and go to the league.
Yeah.
Got some options.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really have no loyalty. Well, you don't really have no loyalty to Travis Hunter, do you?
I don't think.
He kind of acts that way.
Travis Hunter can't come out of again.
No, he can't come out. Mm-hmm. And he can't transfer either.
Right.
So, just kind of stuck. But he's all right. He's a.
I think both of them will stay.
Who?
I think both of them will stay.
Shador and Travis?
Yeah, like.
Well, Travis has to stay.
But I'm saying Shador.
Shador and Shallow?
Yeah.
Shallow? Shallow is not. I'm going to say this, man. I know y'all listening out there gonna hate me for saying this, but Shallow's not a draft pick to me.
What? You don't think he can play safety in the league?
He ain't a draft pick to me, not in the NFL.
Boy.
He ain't got the foot speed, the instincts, or the ball skills.
He got... I'd say the second round.
He yeah. may be a second round, first round. It does not matter what he becomes. But I'm telling you right now, I don't see an NFL player in the guy.
I see.
You really do? What? What stands out about that guy? He missing tackles. He's getting ran over.
No, but he a ball hog, though. He definitely a ball hog. He can't tackle now. I admit that.
What ball you see him hog down?
He ball hog, bro. He a ball hog. Yeah, he's a ball.
He wants to throw his shoulder in there and get one of them licks in. That don't work in the NFL, man.
Nah, he a ball hog, yo.
Okay. Got the speed to be out there safety.
Yeah.
In the NFL. Mm-hmm. Tyreek Hill coming at you. AJ Green coming at you.
That's the case, then don't nobody got the speed.
No, I'm just saying.
If that's the case, if we going by speed and all that, then don't nobody got the speed around Tyreek Hill.
I'm seeing these
that's
guys.
That's not a good example, well, Tyreek Hill.
Okay. But I'm seeing these college guys blow by him.
Like that.
Yeah, I don't see.
I don't see nothing to stick out like no sore thumb, though.
The highlights don't get me, man. I don't see it. Man, quick rundown. So tonight's game, you got the Bengals at Baltimore.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Thursday night game. Baltimore -3.5.
Bengals.
I like the Bengals.
I like the Bengals getting 4.
But you know what? I like the Bengals in that. But Baltimore has to bounce back. I'm taking the Baltimore Ravens in that game. Over under is 44.5. The game's got to go over there, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I say Ravens in the over. All right, you got Arizona at Houston. Kyler Murray against CJ Stroud. Houston -6.
I'm taking Stroud. They are.
Houston -6.
I'm taking.
I like Houston. Vegas come off the big win over the Jets at Miami. Vegas at the Dolphins. Dolphins -11.5. Dolphins.
I'm taking the Raiders. Raiders played a couple good games, bro.
Raiders +11.5, huh? I think the Dolphins slice them up. Chargers -3 at the Green Bay Packers. They gonna light the Packers up. I like the Chargers. Titans +6.5 at Jacksonville.
I like y'all this week. Man. I don't believe in Jacksonville.
Man, listen. We are in disarray.
I don't care.
But give me the Titans and the points on the road.
Yeah, I take y'all.
Pittsburgh +2.5. At Cleveland.
I like
no Deshaun Watson.
I like Cleveland.
I like Pittsburgh.
I like Cleveland.
No Deshaun Watson. I like Pittsburgh. Can't believe I'm even saying that, man. I gotta pinch myself. Dallas at Carolina. Dallas -10.5.
Yeah, I'm taking Dallas.
Last Carolina. New York Giants at the Washington Commanders. Commanders -9.5. Give me the Commanders. Take the Giants, man. All them points.
Man, that's a college team, man.
Bears at the Lions. Lions -9.5. Justin Fields will be back.
I like the Lions.
Justin Fields will be back. Huh?
I don't care who back. I like the Lions.
I'm going to go Bears. That's 10 points, man.
That ain't good enough.
I'm gonna take the points in that game. It's going to work out for me, too. Bucks at the 49ers. 49ers -10.5. A lot of big spreads this week, man.
Mm-hmm.
Purdy going to do it 2 weeks in a row?
Hey, back on track. Everybody healthy now, I think.
Nah, I'm taking Baker with all them points. Give me Baker with all the points.
Okay.
You take the Niners if you want to. Like Seahawks -1 at the Rams. Geno coming off a big win.
I like Geno.
I like Geno in that game, too. Jets at the Bills. Bills -6.5. Bills.
Bills going to come. They're going to bounce back this week.
Josh Dobbs and the Minnesota Vikings at Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos. Broncos -2.5.
Dobbs.
Got to ride Dobbs until he fall.
Until he fall.
In the game of the week.
Eagles.
Monday Night Football.
Eagles.
Eagles.
I don't even know.
At Arrowhead.
Eagles.
Chiefs -2.5.
Eagles.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Chiefs are in disarray, man.
Nah, they just ain't got no offense.
Eagles been scraping by. I like the Chiefs, Mahomes, man. Monday Night Football, man. He wins the big game. Simple as that. Got anything you want to say about the Lakers before we close out, man?
I ain't nothing to say. We starting to get...
Look a little sharp last night.
Get on the same page.
Look sharp last night. 37 in the first quarter.
They're starting to get shoot better.
They played a real juggernaut. Memphis.
I take it. They were shooting.
Do you? They knocked some threes down, man.
I take it.
Do you even understand the play-in tournament? This in-season tournament?
Nah.
I don't even understand it.
Nah, I don't.
How they play? How they spread it out? What does that even mean? I don't get it. Can't even keep up with it.
Yeah, I don't.
Break up the Bulls, man. Dumpster Juice Radio. We out.